Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
I'm fucking Shannon. I'm Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Girl, I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar. Gay bar. Gay bar.
Because your big mouth is going to be all up in here, Maggie.
You already started? I totally missed that.
No, I was just testing.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Because I was going to Google something, but now I guess I'm not.
Do you want to Google something? No. We can press pause. You can use the Google machine. What were you going to Google?
I was going to find out how much snow we've gotten in the last month. So why don't you do that?
Okay. I have a phone, and it has a Google machine. It has a Google.
So
that's how you would say it in Spanish.
Do you Googly?
No, go ogle.
Go ogle.
What was I looking up?
How much snow have we gotten in Detroit in the last month? So we have 4 inches this morning.
Yeah.
I think we're in the 30s now.
How much snow did your neighborhood get? Oh, that's not even from today.
Like, this shit's nothing compared to what they get up north.
I can't even.
It's like 7 feet up north already.
I know. Well, it's been the UP. Listen, you guys, it's measured in feet right now. Okay?
Yeah.
For us also. So we have received feet of snow in the last 5 weeks.
I heard today one of my coworkers said their neighbor is from Siberia, Russia.
Oh, wow.
And
what did the Siberian say?
This sucks ass.
Oh, my God.
So even the Russian chick from Siberia thinks.
Shut up.
That this is bullshit.
It is bullshit. It is so bullshit. And like I've said this before, like, I'm not one to, like, complain too much about the weather. Like, I live in Michigan, and I can accept what I'm given for the most part. You know, like, it's rainy every spring, and every spring it fucking rains, and I should not be surprised. And it's winter, and when it's winter, it snows, and when it's summer, it's hot, and it gets hot as my ball sack. I don't even have a ball sack, but if I did have a ball sack, that's how hot it would get. Shut up.
I have that talc powder cream still. But just keep more. I might just keep both bottles for myself.
Yeah.
I kept one, and I'm using it.
Good.
Quite frequently.
For your ball sack?
For my ball sack.
So, you know, like, I don't really normally complain about the weather. I'm just like, you know, I live in Michigan, and the weather sucks, and it is what it is. But this is unbearable. This is out of control. This is horrifying and miserable, and I hate it.
I'm getting sad. I'm getting seasonal acute depression disorder, whatever the fuck it's called. I need to
affective
go to the tanner.
Is in there. Seasonal, yeah. Affective something.
I need to go to the tanner because I'm getting miserable.
I think you're not allowed to with a baby.
I should be able to go tan for a few minutes. I just need the K. I just need the UV rays and the K release.
Get one of those lamps or find somebody who has one.
I need something.
You need one of those lamps.
Miserable.
Yeah. I know.
I just need a lot of money so I can go shopping. That might make me feel better. I had a really rough day at work today, and I'm just like, meh.
I know. You're having a sluggishness.
Yeah.
I drank a giant margarita.
I know. She's so excited. I drank a giant chocolate shake with hot fudge chunks
in it.
Holy shit.
That was the best chocolate shake. That chocolate shake was incredible.
So where are we, Maggie? Are we on vacation in the Riviera, or
are we
stuck in Michigan?
We're still stuck in Michigan, because if we were on vacation in the Riviera, we would be like, this is amazing. Fuck all you bitches.
Right? Wah, wah.
We wouldn't have been complaining about the weather for the last however minutes. But we went to Tio's, my uncle's house. No, I'm kidding, because that's what Tio's means in Spanish. Tio's, when I was growing up and when I was in college, was this like hole in the wall little place to get Mexican food, mm-hmm. right? And they were really well known for like their burritos and chimichangas, and
yeah, they had a massive like carry out and delivery system.
Yep. And then sometime in the last 10 years, they moved over closer to campus. Was
like
it five
years ago?
I don't even remember how
five
long
or
ago
six
it was.
Years ago?
Yeah, you're right, because it's been since I've been back.
Yep.
They moved onto campus, got themselves a liquor license and a full bar.
A beautiful location.
Beautiful location. And
like 12 times as big as the last location?
I mean, seriously. It is so much bigger. Because before, it was just a tiny hole in the wall. And now it is ginormous. Yeah, they have.
So we're hanging out here.
We're hanging out here tonight, and then we have our Mexican music in the background. So you might be picking up a little bit of that. It's cool. It's just some Mexican flavor.
Yeah, just it's ambiance for you. Hopefully, it's not too annoying, but we're enjoying it. It's like we're on vacation.
We are. We're on vacation, and it's warm, and I enjoyed a margarita on the rocks. And I was like, I just want a basic rocks margarita, and I expected like a tiny little glass.
It's as big as her face.
Giant fucking margarita glass.
Glass is as big as her face.
And I got...
not as deep as round.
No. And I had huevos rancheros, which is my favorite thing here.
Tell them what it is.
Deep fried tortillas with refried beans and cheese and eggs and red sauce, like the enchilada sauce. And it is delicious, especially the deep friedness of the tortillas.
Nom, nom, nom. They're so
crispy, and they taste like they've been fried. So that makes them really yummy.
So it's fried egg, so it's nice and runny and gooey.
Yeah, I got myself. Well, you can order your eggs however you want. Yeah, refried beans.
There's a lot of beans tonight.
Yeah, there was a little bit too much bean. I sort of scrape a tiny bit off because it just feels like the amount is just off a little bit. I was really drunk last week on the podcast.
It was awesome.
Holy shit. I was listening to it, and I was like, oh, my God.
It's been a long time since either one of us has been that wasted.
It was pretty really magical. I was really drunk. And, like, there were even things where, like...
Like, poor Javi's really drunk right now.
I know. Let's talk about that real quick, because I feel so bad. So I told Javi he could be on tonight's episode, but Shannon and I had kind of a weird night tonight. She had a lot going on downtown. She was still in Ann Arbor. I had to teach tap. I'm going somewhere tomorrow, so I didn't want to be too drunk. I didn't want to be at her house. So we decided just to meet up in Ann Arbor. So I text Javi, and I'm like, is it okay if we can postpone till next week? Because I didn't want to have him call in this week while we're at the
restaurant.
Yeah, well, we're at the restaurant, and there's all this extra background noise anyway. And I just thought that, like, his interview wouldn't pick up super well. And he goes, oh, yeah, sure. And then texts me like 2 minutes later and goes, I probably should have waited to get hammered. I feel so bad.
We should have waited to get hammered. that was just another Wednesday
that was
night.
8 o'clock. And like, I didn't even tell him. Like, I mean, I should have told him. But like, normally we don't even record till 10 o'clock. So it's like 8 o'clock. And he's like, oh, I shouldn't have gotten so wasted.
You're like, no. Hey, this is the timeline. If you guys ever want to call in.
Yep.
Generally, we drink from 8 to 9.
Yep.
And then record from 9 to 10 or 9:30 to 10:30. Just depends on when we get started. But there's always like an hour of pregame.
Yep, exactly. And sometimes I'm a little bit late.
Eastern Standard Time.
Yep. Sometimes I'm a little bit late to Shannon's house because of life. And so, yeah. Yep. But normally, I would say 9:30 to 10:30 is closer to our regular time of recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes we get stuck in a TV vortex.
Oh, yeah, because we have a lot of things to watch. We like television.
It's like 2 New Girls to watch still, Prince episode.
Did you watch them?
Oh, okay.
I did. I watched it. So you have permission to watch those.
Oh, okay. Gee, thanks.
Did you watch them after the Super Bowl?
No.
Oh. Because I watched...
We went home. Did we go home early?
Nine. Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, we went home.
The Brooklyn Nine-Nine episode after the Super Bowl was hilarious.
That was funny. Yeah,
we watched that.
It
was really funny.
Yeah.
Wasn't that really funny?
It was funny.
Can I talk about that? That's something I want to bitch about. Okay, so.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine or the Super Bowl?
Neither. The things that are after the Super Bowl.
Oh. What was up with that? That was
often
just odd.
Seem contrived and stupid.
You mean the award ceremony?
No, the award ceremony was a little weird, though.
Or the TV shows.
I mean, the TV shows, like, every year, they're like, oh, everybody's watching Super Bowl, so you got to, like, put something there that's good and hook them in. And
right.
Every year, it's like, terrible and bad. Like, for example, let me give you an example from like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I need an example.
I was always...
As you know, the Super Bowl ends and my ass is in bed. So.
Right. So, I was a huge fan of Alias, and there was an episode of Alias on after the Super Bowl, you know, quite a few years ago. And it starts out with... Dun, na-na-na. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, right? And Jennifer Garner walks out in, like, the sleaziest lingerie, and this guy is, like, the other one, the red one. And then she comes out in more lingerie, right? And then it just, like, cuts, and it's, like, 72 hours earlier. And because Alias is one of my all-time favorite television shows, I've rewatched it, like, all in order later. And that episode sticks out like a sore fucking thumb. Like, it looks ridiculous with the whole rest of it. And I've seen that happen to other shows as well, where they, like, try to do something fantastic because there's all these people watching the Super Bowl, so you want to catch all those people's attention and make them watch
your... Which are all, like, old men.
Make them watch your show afterwards.
Teenage men. They're all yeah. men.
But it's everybody. Everybody watches The Superb Owl.
Yeah, but, I mean, who's sticking around? The wives who are tired because they've right. already put up with a bunch of drunk assholes all evening, possibly all day, or the men who are all riled up.
Right, so, that's true. That's true.
It's probably, you know, their shows.
I mean, and that's why they put Jennifer Garner in lingerie, but I just hate that. So what I was going to say is that the Brooklyn Nine-Nine episode was perfect. Like, they didn't try to do anything contrived or anything super special, which is why I was the tiniest bit pissed off at New Girl with their whole Prince thing. Like, why was that necessary? Why can't you just have a really fucking good episode of your show without, like, going to a party at Prince's house?
Yeah.
Like, that's weird.
New Girl's starting to, I think they're starting to lose their
jump
fizz.
The shark.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what?
By the way, Happy Days went on for like 3 more seasons after that.
I know it did. But it was really bad. The late seasons of Happy Days are fucking terrible.
Yeah.
And here's why. Let me tell you why. So in the early days of Happy Days, it takes place in the 50s, right?
Yes.
It takes place in the 50s. But they don't, like, do anything to do a good job of, like, passing time to make it make sense. So once Happy Days had been on for, like, 7 years, it just sort of took place in the 80s. Like, they didn't do anything to make it look like the 60s or be anything like the 60s.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I totally do. Joni's hair, so 80s. You know, everything about, like, it just got fucking weird. Like, it was supposed to take place in the 50s, and then it just, like, as it went on, it just took place in...
modern time in a diner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes. And so, like, I mean, I feel like shows are a lot better about that now, but even that 70s show, like, hey, guys, time's passed. Like, you need to, like, progress.
You know, unless you're the Simpsons,
right?
Who never age,
right? You know who's fucking great about that?
But since they went through high school and graduated, they do need to make the other timelines move forward.
Precisely.
So
precisely, that's what I'm getting at. And Mad Men is incredible at that. They do all kinds of things that, like, I mean, it takes effort. It takes effort to, like, be like, okay, this is taking place in this year, and what things happened in that year, and what styles were part of that year. But, like, fucking Happy Days didn't even try. They didn't
You're right,
even try.
Joni probably should have become like a hippie.
Yeah, she should have become a hippie.
And a few of their buddies did go off to Vietnam, I thought.
I don't remember actually, but you might be right.
And not Ron Howard didn't, but I think one of his other buddies did. You know, so, and who knows? I don't even remember. But they should have dealt with whatever social issues were going on at the time, which were pretty damn volatile. So right. maybe Happy Days was an escape for people.
I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm not, and I'm also, like, you can have, I mean, fucking I Love Lucy took place, like, was actually filmed in the 50s and 60s, and she still managed to stay, you know, funny and
relevant
and a sitcom, you know, like, it was still a sitcom. I'm not saying that we needed to get into heavy shit. I'm just saying that, like, they didn't even try to keep it in the past. They didn't even try to keep it in the 60s. It was just, like you said, it just was like modern days in a diner. It just made no fucking sense. It made no goddamn
tell him, Maggie.
It made no goddamn sense.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
That's right. All right, so I had huevos rancheros. What did you have to eat?
I had cheese quesadillas. I was hungering for some comfort food tonight, so
you
actually, this is my third stop, so
yeah, I know. Shannon has been on like a non-drinking bender tonight.
I know, it's very disappointing to like be sober at this point. I should be like pretty wasted. So we started across town at Guy Halloran's and had nachos and hummus and pita and some cheese sticks they found for me. And then it came across town to Bar Louie, and we had a bunch of flatbread pizzas and artichoke and spinach dip and shit. And now I'm having cheese quesadillas.
At Tio's.
At Tio's with a big fatty milkshake.
Your milkshake, though, was made out of my dreams.
Milkshake brings all that, the boys to the yard.
There I am making a milkshake, and all of a sudden, all the boys show up.
Yep. What's up with that?
What is up with that?
So it was a delicious milkshake. It was chocolate milkshake with hot fudge in it.
Chunky.
And so, like,
oh, my God, it was so amazing.
Around, like, suspended.
I don't know how it did that. It was magical.
It was wonderful.
It was made out of my dreams.
It's like a perfectly blended McDonald's hot fudge sundae.
I want to eat it again. I want to eat your... That's why I ordered you a large. I wanted some of it.
I think she only got away with one sip, too. Maybe we should have got... No, that's a medium. Maybe that's we should have got the large.
I know. That's what I was saying.
And I'm like, I could use a little more. Just a little more, though.
It's good to know that your appetite's back.
Yeah. Yeah. So I haven't been sick at all. I've actually been like... a great pregnancy unicorn, and all the girls are going to hate me. That's okay. I'm sure I'll be barfing the next one. But I wasn't, like, hungry. And now I'm, like, starving. Like, I can't eat enough. So something's happening. Something's growing. Anyway.
Bob.
So we're at Tio's in downtown Ann Arbor.
Yeah. Oh, and Tio's has something awesome going on this month. Is that what you were going to bring up?
Yeah, so I was going to bring up two things that they were actually featured on Man vs. Food.
Yes.
A few years ago, the guy came to Ann Arbor and did three or four stops here in Ann Arbor, one of which is no longer with us.
Where did they go? That's...
Blimpy Burgers, rest in peace.
Which?
Blimpy Burgers.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're, I thought they were supposed to reopen.
They're trying
though.
Really hard to reopen still, but people are, let's talk about that real quick. So they closed and they did a,
the university bought their land.
Right.
Like bought the land they were on. And evicted them and they're building like something
but
there.
Right, but the people who were like running the restaurant were renting that property. So like they basically lost everything. Like they didn't, the people who were running the restaurant didn't get the money from it, right? Because if the people who were running the restaurant also owned the land, then they would have had the money to go find a new location.
Right.
But they weren't. They were renting that property. And so the people who owned it got the money, and then the people who were renting it to actually run the restaurant are now like, well, fuck.
Right.
You know, we've been renting this for 20 years, and now we have nothing to show for it.
Yeah. Which is sad.
Yes. Yes.
Blimpy Burgers was like Soup Nazi, but with burgers.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Over how many million
combinations? Many.
Someone, like a student, like figured it out mathematically.
Yeah, and then they had it on their thing. But it's like counting three, like every single thing. Like, do you have like which bun do you have? Which cheese do you have?
Yeah,
do you
how
have
many
pickles?
Stacks?
Do you have pickles or not pickles? Do you have mustard or not mustard? Like they,
So how many, and how many stacks?
And so some of them are not that different from each other. Yeah, how many burger patties do you have?
I mean, you can have like just a pickle and a burger times four, and that's four burgers right there.
Right.
You know. How big of a stack can you get at Blimpy's? Do you remember?
You're not allowed to have a single. They would yell at you if you got a single. Those are for children only, and you had to be under the counter if you got a single. So double, triple, or quadruple were your only options.
Right.
Unless you were a child under the counter. So they tried to do a few different things. Like on after they closed the last week after they closed, they did like $100 special meals there to try to raise money, and they've done a few different fundraisers and they did a Kickstarter, but like the people in Ann Arbor are kind of like, okay, like I already gave you money and like you need to figure this out, you're a fucking business, you know?
Right.
So like a lot of, I've seen that expressed a lot of places like AnnArbor.com and on Facebook and stuff where people are just kind of like, okay, like figure it the fuck out.
Right.
Already. Like stop asking us for our money so that you can reopen your restaurant.
Go get a business loan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you have 20 years of history of running a business. You should be able to go to a bank with those records and be like, look, we run a great business. We're profitable. We just didn't know the land. And now we need to buy or rent another location.
Right.
You know?
I mean, and I think that's also part of the problem is that they were friends with the person. This is how I understand it. They were friends with who they were renting from. And so they had a really good deal going on with that land.
Like really cheap.
Really cheap. Yeah, they had a really cheap rental. Yeah. So, like, to come downtown is, like, 30 times more expensive or whatever. Like, it's way more expensive than what they had.
My uncle, actually, at Vogel's, pays more. his uncle,
yeah,
is totally raping him over the coals for rent, because they all the business owners talk down there and they share their rent and stuff, and my uncle is always paying more than everyone else.
Weird.
So my uncle pays more than Schlander's and more than, you know, the other businesses down there, which is still you know, it's at least $3,000 plus a month.
Yeah.
You know, $2,500, $3,000 a month.
Yeah.
And
when
you're
selling $8 burgers, you know.
Yeah, you can do that. But when you're selling 50-cent burgers, you know, $1.50 burgers, you can't.
Right.
But that lock shop, that building's been owned by that family for over 100 years.
Yeah.
So my uncle, his uncle does not need to be charging him that much. He's doing it because he's pocketing the money and keeping the cash.
Yeah.
So
that's what happened with Blimpy Burger. So anyway, we're backing up to where we are now, which is Tio's. So they went to Blimpy Burger on Man V Food and had a giant burger.
Yeah, they went to Mason Blue Deli.
And I thought that they did, I can't remember.
They went to Mason Blue Deli and then down to Tio's. And there is a famous nacho platter here.
Yes.
I don't know what it's called, but it's a big fucking, like, volcano.
Yeah, size of your head nachos.
That you have to eat all of it within 45 minutes.
Yep.
And you get, there it is, the Mount Nachismo.
Mount Nachismo.
It's $40.
Holy shit.
Can you read the challenge?
Yes. What is Mount Nachismo? Mount Nachismo is a 5-pound platter of nachos that was featured on the television show Man vs. Food. Is
Five
the world's
pounds.
Largest plate of nachos, beans, beef, chicken, pork, Monterey Jack, and cheddar cheese, tomatoes, onions, green peppers, black olives, sour cream, guacamole, and, of course, the crown of creamy queso. It can easily feed 4 to 5 adults and is intended to be shared.
Like meals.
It
like
is available
as a meal, not
anytime.
Even as an appetizer.
It is available anytime for $40, $39.99. Yeah, I couldn't eat it because of all of the things. Beef, chicken, pork. The challenge. For those wanting to conquer Mount Nachismo, one individual must consume the entree platter of nachos in 45 minutes or less. Competitors may not leave the table once the challenge has begun. Oh, so you can't go to pee
or
throw up.
Or poop.
Once those who complete the challenge get the nachos for free as well as everlasting fame on the Mount Nachismo wall and a t-shirt.
There is a wall in the back.
Of shame.
It's a wall of shame. There's like 4 people at the top of the mountain who have done it. One guy did it in 25 minutes.
Shut up.
25 minutes I saw in the back.
Wow.
All
right, so those who do
fuck.
Not finish must pay the $39.99.
Right, and then they get a photo of shame at the bottom of the mountain.
No challenges between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. or 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. So you can't come during lunch or dinner rush.
Yeah.
Will you conquer it like Adam Richman did, or will you be part of the 95% who fail?
There literally is like a wall of shame in the back, and people are like have been posed funny with it and stuff. Some people don't even make a dent.
Oh my god!
And there's
hilarious.
Like their face is like the one of them is like face down in the nacho platter. It's like barely a dent's been made. So, yeah, so that's where we're at tonight.
If I weren't a vegetarian, I think I could eat a 5-pound plate of nachos.
It's a lot of food, dude.
I know.
It's a lot of food.
You'd have to prep for it.
I think people think, see, and I only know this because I watch, like, the eating challenge documentaries at, you know, Labor Day.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Memorial Day, when we watch the hot dog eating contest.
Yeah.
For
those
Nathan's
are disgusting.
Hot dogs.
But
I think bigger people think that, oh, I'm a big guy, I can eat this. When it's actually the skinny people can pound away more food because their stomach can stretch more. They don't have the visceral fat surrounding all their organs on the inside of their body. So our stomachs are constricted by our other organs and the visceral fat, whereas a skinny person, their stomach has all this room to grow because they're skinny and there's no, like, crazy amounts of fat cells floating around their body. So that's why, like, skinnier people actually make better competition eating folk.
Yeah.
And why, like, the top winner up there is a tall, skinny fuck. You know, he's probably like Joey Chestnut and stood up and ate it, like, nom, 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 shake it down, nom, 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 shake it down.
Yeah.
I think that's a new song I just made up.
I love it.
Nom, 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 shake it down. Yeah. So Tio's in Ann Arbor tonight. I've done around the world. Alcohol-free drinking this evening. Fuck you very much. David Beckham. Let's go back to the Super Bowl.
Superb owl.
Oh, my Jesus. That ass.
I know.
So
I want to take a bite out of it.
Magical.
I know.
In
I
that
was,
commercial.
I was texting Jacob during the Super Bowl, and we were talking about just like the commercials.
Biggest
and
debacle of the
it
Broncos'
was a
life.
Boring game.
So ridiculous.
I did pure romance sales for every quarter.
Uh-huh.
And so I was having fun, like talking to my clients on Facebook, and I posted different.
Sales.
Yeah, I posted different sales, and I posted different memes for everyone. Like, I did one where it was like, Dad, what's that over there? And he's like, I don't know. That's the Super Bowl, son. But no lion has ever been
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Right?
What's beyond the darkness? The
right.
Super Bowl. No lion's ever been there.
Right? And, like, all these different...
You know,
like,
we're going to be, like, 80 with great-grandchildren, and the lion still won't be
I know.
Good.
That's fine. It is what it is. And so, just, oh, and that one, the Muppets one, I loved that one, the Muppets stealing the guy's Highlander.
Oh, Terry Crews' Highlander,
yeah, yes,
by the way.
Yes, yeah. Terry Crews, I love him. Yes, the Muppets stealing Terry Crews' Highlander. Like, that was, they were a bunch of fun commercials, but the hottest one was David Beckham.
David Beckham.
He's doing a photo shoot, he gets locked out, so he, like, runs down and he has to take off his clothes in order to get back to the photo shoot,
that's
basically.
So hot.
And then his underpants catch, and then they fall off. And
oh, what a shame.
It's so sad.
I don't even remember what the underwear was. Like, it was an underwear commercial.
It was David Beckham for H&M.
Oh, okay.
It's his underwear.
There we go. I just remember blue panties dropping.
Oh, my God. Panty drop. So, yeah, that was my favorite commercial as well.
We weren't too impressed with the commercials this year. They were kind of boring.
There wasn't a lot that was amazing.
Nothing
I really enjoyed
crazy.
The Muppet one.
Yeah.
Because I love, like, I will buy anything the Muppets tell me to buy.
The
like,
Doritos, the ones were pretty funny. Oh, the T-Mobile ones with what's-his-face.
Tebow.
With Tebow were hilarious. They
poor,
were so
poor
funny.
Poor Tebow's career.
he had offers from international football leagues to play, and he's like, nope, NFL or nothing. Well,
yeah.
I guess it's nothing.
Yeah.
Because you suck, Tebow.
Yeah.
It happens a lot with big college guys.
Yes.
Just don't do well.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that literally last week,
yeah.
about Tom Brady not having, like, a very good college career,
mm-hmm.
and obviously going on to be, like, one of the most amazing quarterbacks.
Well,
of the
he had a poor start to his college career,
but he
his
also
college career was pretty damn good.
It was okay.
His last 2 years.
Nobody would have ever expected him to become the most, like, spectacular.
No, I know. No, you're right. No one expected him to be the most spectacular quarterback of our time.
Right.
For sure.
That's what I meant.
But, like, they expected that out of Tebow. They expected that out of, like, the guy from Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And a few others that have just, like,
I mean,
fallen
NFL,
flat.
NFL football and college football are two
are
different,
two different
beasts.
Things.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, and that's what's sad about...
She's thinking...
I'm having a brain fart right now.
Total brain fart.
Who's our dude?
I don't know.
Come on, who's our dude?
I can't read your mind.
Shoelace.
Our Lions quarterback,
no,
Matthew Stafford.
U of M's.
Oh.
Why am I brain farting on
black
his name?
Guy
number
with
16.
The cornholes. With the cornholes.
Yeah.
With the cornholes.
Yes, Shoelace. Anyway, our guy Shoelace.
I don't have no respect for him. He's a running quarterback.
He is a running quarterback, but
I
that,
hate that. That's
he's
bullshit.
He,
cop out.
He is good at what he does, but he's never going to have a place in the NFL.
No, he'll be a running back in the NFL, easy peasy, not a quarterback.
Yeah.
Why can't I remember his name?
I don't know.
Right now, my cousin Ben is, like, screaming at his radio. Ah! Dumb bitches!
I just, listen, I've his listen. Number is 16. One of his names begin with a D. I just am having a stupid, okay?
It's not Desmond. Denard!
Denard Robinson.
Denard Robinson. There we go.
Good job. Listen, I'm not a football idiot. We were just having a stupid.
Totally having a brain fart. Totally.
So, anyway, what was I saying? I don't remember. Something about something. Oh, he won't have a, like, great NFL career because he's not an NFL-style quarterback in any way whatsoever.
Well, he won't be an NFL quarterback, period.
Right, no, he wouldn't be able
to. He's
going
to go to NFL camp and be a running back or a tight end. He's going to be whatever fast fucker runs down the field and catches a ball.
Yeah.
Or runs with a ball really fast. Don't judge me.
I do love his, like, I do love it when he breaks through and gets to run. It is very exciting. Whatever.
So I heard there was a lot of controversy with the Coke commercial, which
yeah.
I guess I totally missed. Like, okay, it was, so to me, I guess it was just another commercial.
Right. So there was a Coke commercial where they sang America the Beautiful. Right? For beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. And then after that line, started singing in a different language, uh-huh. right? And there were people, and they were like, you know.
Wasn't it very Americana?
Yeah, it was. Like, it was super Americana, but yeah. there was also, like, Mexican, like, brown-looking kids playing.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, the theme of it was, you know, that scene in Armageddon when...
you know, continue your sentence.
When they're getting ready to like fly away, uh-huh. or no, when they're coming back, and everyone's like excited and happy, and it's very like 1950s Americana, and like everyone,
right.
like so it was that type of theme.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. definitely. Except you know, they showed some brown people in it and saying in a language that wasn't English. So all these people on the internet like started freaking out about it and being
ridiculous.
Like, being like Coke, the official. Sponsor of illegal immigrants.
Okay. And also, everyone in this country is a bunch of fucking immigrants.
There we go.
Unless you're Native American.
100%. Are you 100% Native American?
Are you?
Because otherwise...
if you're not, you're the offspring of an immigrant.
Correct.
Who came through Canada or Ellis Isle or God knows where else.
My family came through Canada.
My family did too. Came through Canada. Scott's family came through Canada. I don't know where my dad's family's been here a long time, so they probably came through
my last name, Boston or New York. My last name is a super common last name in Quebec. Like, I am super, like, French Canadian.
Yeah.
So
the Marshalls have been here for a while. Like, they're fucking hillbillies from Kentucky. So,
yeah.
I'm related to Oliver Cromwell.
I've told you this on the podcast before, but I'm related to Benedict Arnold.
That's awesome. That's so cool. Both of us are related to very famous traders.
High five. Yeah.
But my grandfather's, you know, he's the first one legally born in America.
Yeah.
Because even though his family lived here, it was very traditional for you to go back home to give birth to your babies surrounded by family.
So
his mother would go back to just across the river to Windsor.
Oh, shut
and
up.
Gave birth to her babies and would come back to Detroit with babies.
That's hilarious.
So his two or three older brothers were all born in Windsor, and he was the first one born here legally in America.
Amazing.
So everyone is an immigrant.
Yep, everyone's an immigrant. And so then, you know, I mean, there was just a fuck ton of racist stuff about it. Like, oh yeah, because, you know, we love it when people don't speak English here in America.
Well,
hey,
you
know what? There's no official language.
Yeah.
There is no official language in our constitution or our government.
We speak American English. We don't even speak British English.
So stop fucking freaking out about it. Yeah, so people were like, it was super inclusive and really just, I thought it was very beautiful.
Yeah.
And people were freaking out about it and being racist fuckfaces. So that, I found that really.
That's the official term, racist fuckfaces.
I found that pretty disappointing.
It's very disappointing. Like, I guess it didn't, none of us at our party, it didn't even cross our minds. And, well, I guess we weren't around my asshole relatives, but someone would have said something if they were, thought it. They took our jobs, you know.
They're taking our gerbs.
About it. Anyway.
So was
just disappointed. Those young fucks out there.
Was there anything else that we wanted to say about the Superb Owl?
No, I don't think so.
So another major sporting event's coming up.
The Olympics.
The Olympics.
They do that right?
Bum ba da dum bum bum.
There we go. I knew there was a ba ba bomb missing there.
Yeah, but I actually
Sochi.
I told,
which is like way south Russia. I didn't realize it was like
how far south it is.
Yeah, like I'm like Russia. That's got to be near Moscow, right? Like that's where you think of Russia.
So Jacob
asked, "Fuck, isn't it?"
Jacob asked a bunch of questions because I was like, "We need extra ideas because we were having a hard time at the beginning." And his question was, "How fucking gay is Russia?" Even though it's not really Russia, for being so close-minded about gays.
That doesn't even make sense to me. What did he say?
How fucking gay is Russia for being so close-minded about gays? How gay are they for
being... Oh, Barry.
So that's what... So that's, you know, so there's big drama
now,
about
that.
Is that
a national stance, or is that cultural?
Yeah, they've been... It has always sort of been cultural, because I actually read about it on Reddit. Somebody was asking about it, and someone else was responding who was from Russia and saying that it's just been, like, a major part of their culture that that homosexuality was super repressed. Like, you didn't talk about it. It was just not, like, it had not come to the forefront at all, right?
Right.
And... So even
in Hispanic culture, if you're a top, it's okay. But if you're a bottom, you're shunned.
That's right. Because I was talking on the phone with Javi and I was like, it's only gay to give a blowjob from a dude. Like,
exactly.
it's not gay to receive a blowjob from a dude.
Because you're still a dominant male. So it's okay if you're giving it or you're getting it. Like, if you're getting the head,
yeah, that's okay.
Then that's okay.
Yep. So, basically, is that there's kind of been this social thing of, you know, with more Western culture coming to Russia as they've become more and more open in the last 20 years, they're blaming homosexuality on the Western culture. And they're also saying that, like, the Western world is really a negative influence on Russia, and, like, Americans are trying to turn Russians gay and all of that type of thing, right? And that's been just a real, like...
What other country uses that excuse? Well, the Middle East uses that excuse.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of people.
It's just really... I guess I'm just naive. That is really, really surprising to me.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize that's where it was coming from either. But it was just really repressed. And as things have becoming more and more open, they've just been, like, really blaming Western culture on homosexuality on Western culture, and saying that it's, like, our fault that people are becoming gay and we're putting ideas in their heads.
They were gay in Germany first, which is way closer to Russia than the U.S. Okay.
I know. I just love that when you go up to someone and you're like, when did you decide to turn straight? When did you decide to, like, deny your desire for cock and decide to be with a woman?
Fish. Yeah.
And then
you're straight? When did you decide that?
When did you make that choice?
Yeah.
How old were you when you turned down the delicious, delicious cock in your life? I mean, that's been a really big problem for people, and people have not totally agreed on how to react to it, right? Uh-huh. So I said to my dad, I was like, what are they going to do? Just, like, arrest all the male figure skaters as soon as they get off planes? Like, I don't understand.
Don't let Johnny Weir into the country.
Seriously.
He's going to walk off that flame and have rainbows shooting out of his ass. It'll be like freaking Blades of Glory there.
Right.
Boom, boom, boom.
So, yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it, is that it's really messed up, but, you know, it's really, really difficult to enact social change on a different country. And also, we let Hitler have Olympics in 1930-whatever, so
it's
not
true.
that makes it okay, I'm just saying that happened.
Yeah.
40? Was it 1940 that happened?
Yeah, in the 40s.
Hitler's Olympics.
And Hitler...
36? I don't remember.
Came into power because... the old generation of Germans didn't like exactly what's going on in Russia right now.
Right.
So Russia has to be really careful with this at this point, because it will be history repeating itself.
Yeah.
The old fogies didn't like the sexual revolution, the artistic revolution, just the massive, like, learning expansion and growth culturally that Germany went through after, you know, before and after World War I.
Yeah.
Which is how Hitler came into power, is he preached a return to old school Germany, old mother Germany,
old
family values and whatnot. And that's exactly how he came into power. He just won over all the old people and put them into power.
Yeah.
And he was actually... I know everyone's going to hate me for saying that. He was a brilliant man.
He was. He absolutely was.
And everyone adored him. Everyone wanted to be his buddy. The U.S., everyone, all the countries wanted to be his friends. He was brilliant. And he just kind of went a little crazy there at the end.
Yeah.
You know? And then it's like dating a guy for 2-3 years and then realizing he's really fucked up in the head. But now it's, like, too fucking late. And now you're like, what the fuck am I going to do?
Yep.
Yep. And that's exactly what happened. And I'm not, I don't want to be like, I'm defending Hitler. I'm not defending what he did to the Jews and to this earth.
But to like oversimplify it and just say like he was straight evil and like every German who followed him was evil, like to oversimplify it is to like not be critical of it with a like intelligent eye and not think about it at all, you know?
So, just like every other politician out there, he properly wooed the public and got them to fall in love with him. He said the right things at the right time to the right people, period. That could happen to us here.
Exactly.
Probably actually is happening to us here right now.
Oh,
if you talk to my conservative, you know, cousins and family, you know, it is happening here now. You know, they feel we've been duped by someone, you know,
So
Hitler just did a way better job at it than anyone else ever has.
what Winter Olympics do you want to watch? What are the good ones?
I think we watch like we watch the big ones. Like I like the figure skating, but we usually don't watch them till the finals.
Yeah,
we'll watch the snowboarding is fun.
Oh my
fun.
Gosh, I know. I love like the ski jump stuff and like now the more like crazy ones that like the X Game style ones that they have in where you like flip in the air and stuff on skis.
Right.
That's insane.
So we'll watch like whoever is big and getting a lot of press, we'll watch. So if there's a big skier or a big jumper or something, we'll watch them.
I
like the things we don't watch are like that cross country shooting one. Have you seen that one?
Yes. That's insane. That's not even, oh my gosh. Speaking of which, somebody on Facebook.
We'll catch it if it's on, but we're not sitting up late at night watching that.
Somebody on Facebook invited me to go turkey hunting. And I was like, have you met me?
I'm sorry. She got my what face, but I was too busy drinking water.
Shannon definitely gave me a what? Yeah.
Turkey hunting.
Yeah.
There's an Archer joke there somewhere, but it's just not coming to mind.
I have no idea. Yeah, I just like to watch things. I like bobsledding, luging.
Yeah, the bobsledding, luging.
Those are insane.
Like skeleton.
Is it skeleton, head down, face first? So scary.
Or on your back.
I don't know. It's terrifying. You are crazy. Just sliding on ice for fun.
Yeah.
So
I do feel a little bit sorry for male figure skaters since Johnny Weir is like all gay and fabulous.
Brian Boitano is gay as shit.
I just feel like straight male figure skaters have
don't been exist
fighting so hard
they
to be like exist. Figure skating isn't gay, and then Johnny fucking Weir walks through the door and it's like facepalm, and you're like, oh. I'm just gonna give a unicorn flag and rainbow pants. Put a dick in my mouth because no matter how many people I tell I'm straight, they're not gonna believe me anyway.
Can I tell you how many times I've said that in my life?
Just put a dick in your mouth.
I give up. Just put a dick in my mouth.
God, just put a dick in my mouth because no matter what I say, it's not gonna make a difference. So I'm when in Rome, right?
Might as well just fucking do it. Put a dick in my mouth.
That's our next T-shirt. When in Rome, put a dick in your mouth. Love it.
Jacob brought up another topic that I totally forgot about, and I didn't even ask you if you heard or saw anything about this.
Uh-huh.
But I totally did want to talk about it,
okay.
Which was last night, Bill Nye
debated
Ken Ham.
And he's the head of the Creationist Museum.
He's the, So did you hear anything about it?
No, we were talking about it next door, but we didn't, like, really go into it, other than it was kind of awesome.
Yeah, I mean, what sucks about debates in the United States is that you don't actually debate and, like, talk about each other's points. You know, like, in a real debate, like, in a debate class debate, you have to counter-argue what people actually say.
Right.
Right? But this was both sides of an argument saying what their people already believed them, you know, like what the people already believed. Like they didn't really respond to each other. So that part was kind of disappointing because I really would have liked to see them throw down. And I also would have really liked to see Ken Ham respond to some of the shit that Bill Nye said. And one of my favorite parts, Bill Nye said, if the kangaroos got off the ark in the Middle East, how are they only in Australia with no fossil evidence of them ever having existed somewhere else?
That's a really good point. Because Pangaea
Oh, also he
Pangea
said
Pangea didn't exist. Like, there wasn't a supercontinent at that time, right?
I don't even know what they think.
I'd have to look that up.
Yeah, but still, even if there was Pangea, at that time, if there had been Pangea, there would still be fossil evidence of kangaroos having existed in other places than Australia.
Unless they just, like, they got dropped off.
Right.
They got dropped off in Australia. Just kept going.
That's a great idea. And then also, you know, Noah went around the world, like, for, you know, before the 40 days, and he picked up all the animals. Like, he went, you know, like, he circumnavigated the world and picked up all the animals.
That's never what I've heard. All the
that
animals
was a joke.
Came to him.
That was a joke.
Okay, all the animals went to Noah.
Shannon.
There is a Russell Crowe movie about this coming out, okay?
I'm making shit up right now. Stop it.
Do you think Russell Crowe is the new Noah? Charlton Heston?
Yes.
If it's not a Russell Crowe or Charlton Heston Bible movie, it didn't happen.
That's right. Except for Mel Gibson.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Mel Gibson.
So what was I saying about that? The other one that was amazing is...
I'm really interested. I'm going to write that down and look it up.
Bill Nye said, there are trees older than you think the world is. And I just loved that line so much. So much. Bill Nye, you're fucking amazing. Fucking amazing.
I want to look that up.
You're going to look up the debate.
Noah's Ark versus geologic time.
Oh.
That's a really good question, a really good point. And even as a Christian, I'm like, oh, Jesus, like, when did that happen in time?
Okay, but
before or after the supercontinent? Because it was after the supercontinent, then you're right.
Regardless.
Like, everything's broken up. But you're also right regardless. If everyone lived in the middle of the supercontinent at one point,
kangaroos lived there.
Would be fossilized evidence, right. And then there would be migration pattern evidence to wherever they went across the supercontinent before everything broke up.
Okay, I'm not saying that the Noah story isn't real. However, I am saying...
No, you make a really good point, and I'm going to look it up.
That God did not flood the entire world, that it was just that part of the world.
Well, anything's a possibility.
There's evidence of that, though. Yeah. There's evidence of a huge flood, you know?
In the Middle East
from around that time.
Because that's where the Jews are from.
Right. So, but like, can you imagine? It just really does not seem likely that there was a global flood. It would just seem global to you because it was everything you knew about.
Right. Because the world was flat.
Right.
Yeah. It's not till recently it became round.
Right. So yeah. I just feel like, you know, people told stories the way they understood them. And I'm sure that there was a giant flood because there's evidence of that.
Right.
But I also really don't think that it covered the whole world and that Noah had every single animal that was alive globally.
Right. Which Bones will argue with, too.
Yeah. Because that just doesn't make any sense. Also, what did the lions eat?
What did the lions eat?
Yeah, what did the lions...
On the ark,
what did the lions eat?
They're all in cages. No one ate. They ate Noah's babies. He sacrificed.
You know what? There were rabbits. They were probably having a lot of babies.
Oh, yeah. The rabbits?
I just eat all the baby rabbits.
That's a good one. Eat all the baby rabbits because they fuck like rabbits and have a really short gestation period. Some of those are really good points. I want to have to look
into
that.
Figure that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it...
I was going to say something
Pangea
else.
Pangea was done by that point, anyway.
I'm not a creationist. Well, I like to think of myself as a hybrid. And this is only because
What is that actually called?
People...
Intelligent design.
Okay, intelligent design. So, people need something to believe in.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so throughout history, our beliefs and our stories come from what makes us feel good about how we believe things became, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and I've had this argument a few times with other Christians is well, you know, what if God's day wasn't 24-hour span?
Yeah.
What if his first day was 1.7 million years?
You have no idea what a day was to God. There wasn't even light yet.
Right.
If there wasn't light... How do you know how long the day was to measure it?
And people will say, oh, that's blasphemy, Shannon. Well, no, that's like intelligent thought. You don't know what God's day was. You know, it could have been 20, if God doesn't live on Earth, God's creating Earth, you know? Like, seriously. Where the fuck is God? He could be all the way on the other side of the goddamn Milky Way, like, playing in a sandbox over on this side. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do I believe... And do I have faith that God created man and woman and everything on Earth? Sure. That's what my faith tells me. But science also tells me that evolution is real. Do I really believe we came from monkeys? I'm just going to be like, no, I don't think humans came from monkeys. There is scientific evidence that proves it, yes. But that doesn't mean I'm willing to, like, 100,000% believe that. But do I believe that each species has evolved over the years into different forms and whatnot? Yes. Okay, so the evolution of a species, I mean, all of this is scientifically proven. It's just what I personally believe, what I'm cherry-picking between science and religion.
Uh-huh.
As Maggie looks at me, like, really fucked up right now. So, anywho.
You say whatever you want.
Well, yeah. I mean, I went to college. I have a science degree. I'm educated.
Yeah, I know you are.
But I also have my religious faith that, you know, I
just don't see why everybody who's religious can't just believe that, like, God decided that this was how it was going to happen. Like, why couldn't God have invented evolution and decided that that's how it would come about? You know?
Yeah.
Like, why do they have to be mutually exclusive? Because I, you know, when I go to heaven, if God's really mad about me, he might be really pissed about some of the things I've said and done. And I'm going to say, I'm really sorry, but you gave me a critically thinking mind.
And free will.
And free will. And I was really critical. And so, you know, that's something you blessed
and
me with.
Free with my will.
I was free with my willy. So, anyway, speaking of which, I'm just going to feel myself up real quick in this bar. It feels really good.
She's doing that for real.
Yeah, I mean, if he's like, you did not believe my Bible, and I'm going to be like, because your Bible was crap. I'm sorry you gave me this, you know, like, mind where I think about things. And I'm critical.
I think we should question things, and we
but
should...
But I just don't understand why those things have to be mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
Why?
And why does it have to be black and white? Why isn't this just a really awesome story that should be left up for interpretation?
Right.
You know?
Yep. Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
Be good to one another.
Yep.
I got really heavy, and it's time to end. God damn it.
Sometimes that happens, though. Sometimes... All right. Let's
we don't have to cut it off cold turkey.
We'll do one more Jacob's questions.
Yeah.
Cuz this one's really light.
Yeah.
Real tits or fake tits? Does it really matter?
I hear it does.
Do you?
I heard it does.
Yeah.
That the fake tits are hard, soft on the outside and hard on the inside.
Uh-huh.
And that real tits just feel better.
Right. But what if your real tits aren't shaped pretty? What do you if you don't have pretty shaped boobs?
Well, I guess we need clarification. Like, is he asking, like, what do we prefer?
No,
like, what do we wish we had?
I really want...
What do men prefer?
He's just asking if it matters. You know, I think that so... Like,
I'm sure I'm going to get a boob job someday.
Oh, fuck
like,
yeah, I am.
These suckers are already heading south quickly.
Yeah.
And I just started having kids.
That's
so
right. Are you going to have a reduction?
I want to get a boob job just to keep them up.
Are you going to get a reduction and then a... And then a lift?
Well, hopefully I lose weight. And when I lose weight, I lose boobs.
Yes.
So.
Well, I've always felt that, like, my boob-to-body ratio,
boob
because I'm such a...
reduction surgery is serious shit.
Because I'm so apple-shaped, I've always felt like my boobs were, like, mismatched to my body.
Yeah.
You know, even when I was tiny, I was like, how do I have this much hip and belly and no boob?
Right.
So yeah, I've always wanted a boob job. For 15 years, I've wanted a boob job.
I've never wanted a boob job.
I have always wanted a boob job.
I've just wanted a really good bras.
Yeah.
That hold everything up and keep them perky.
Right. Nope, I just want a boob job.
Nothing wrong with boob jobs. You gotta get a good boob job, though.
Yeah, it's crucial.
Cause, like,
a good boob job is crucial.
Those bitches on Skinamax...
Terrible boob jobs. You know, I mean, guys are so stupid. So they're so bad. Like, everybody in porn has boob jobs. Like, so many boob jobs everywhere. Guys are so used to it that they don't even realize the difference between good boob jobs and good natural boobs.
I'm talking about, like, the bad boob jobs that are, like, scarred the fuck up, and you can see it in the movie. Like,
scarred, or, like, it just looks fake. Like, it looks it looks not
like
real.
They slope up to a point. Like, are we having who's from Whoville, like, ski down my chest?
a ski jump boob.
Like, whoo-hoo-hoo.
Or it just really looks like two circles attached to somebody's, like, flat chest.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, flat body, two circles. There's a lot of bad boob jobs out there. I better get a fantastic one.
Yeah.
So I feel like boob jobs is a really good thing to end on.
I think so, too. My phone's blowing up, too. I should have put it on
airplane mode. Seriously, everybody loves you tonight.
Yeah. Well, I got a lot of shit going on, so I got to get on those and answer them.
Get on the shit.
P.U.
You dork. All right, so this has been episode 66.
66.
Of Getting Drunk with Shannon and Maggie.
I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
I am Maggie at The Sex Toy Chick.
And we'll catch you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. Claro, quiero que me hables claro. No me estés fronteando, dalo. Que yo soy tu nene malo. Dale tremendo a ti, que me asesina. Dale, demuestra que domina. Tu sensualidad me esquiva. Dale, súbete arriba, que arriba se goza mejor. Súbete.